freedom.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
It was a case of yes, Minister, but only at the very end.
The answer is yes.
The Minister said the answer is yes.
Up until then, it had been no, Minister.
The Honourable
Mr.
Craig
Speaker,
Foss.
No.
Craig Foss was answering questions from his Labour shadow, Chris Hipkins, who for the third day in a row was trying to nail the Associate Minister's responsibility for failures in the Ministry of Education's NovoPay payroll system, with Mr. Hipkins trying to go over his head by addressing his questions to the Minister of Education, Heikki Aparata.
Does her Associate Minister's handling of his delegated responsibility for NovoPay give her confidence in his ability to fulfil his other duties?
But the Minister was not in the House, so the question had been referred to
the Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Education, yes.
Mr. Foss then proceeded to express the Minister of Education's confidence in him.
I have full confidence in the Associate Minister's ability to fulfil his other duties. I think he has done a good job of a hard job.
Chris Hipkins.
Supplementary question, Mr.
As Craig Foss maintained his line that he'd acted on advice from ministry officials and the NovoPay board, Chris Hipkins narrowed the scope of his inquiry with this question for the minister.
Does she believe that the role of ministers is to simply sign off whatever recommendations officials present to them? Or does the role extend to questioning that advice and making sure officials have done their jobs properly? If so, does she believe that this government has executed that responsibility appropriately in signing off on the implementation of NovoPay before the results of system testing were even known?
The Honourable
Mr.
Craig
Speaker,
Foss.
On behalf of the Minister of Education, I have full confidence in the Associate Minister's ability to do and continue to do a good job of a hard job regarding NovoPay.
Well, order.
Even the Speaker wasn't happy with that.
I don't think that answer answered any part of the question.
Lockwood Smith invited Chris Hipkins to repeat his question, and then, when he got much the same answer, he put another question to the Minister.
Mr. Speaker, did she sign off on the decision on the 5th of June to go live with NovoPay?
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Education, I received recommendations from the Associate Minister of Education regarding his accepting of recommendations from NovoPay and the Ministry to go live on NovoPay.
But that still didn't answer the question.
Whether or not the Minister took advice doesn't answer whether or not she signed off on it. The Honourable Craig Foss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the Minister of Education, yes, I received advice from the Associate Minister who followed advice as outlined earlier to go live with NovoPay. The answer is yes.
No, the Minister said the answer is yes.
Oh.
The Minister said the answer is yes. And I believe that brings to a close questions for oral answer.
And it brings us to the end of this report, but we have more now from Rhys Lyon in the committee rooms.
The reintroduction of youth pay rates for 16 to 19-year-olds is the subject of a bill being looked at by the Industrial Relations Committee. The bill would allow employers to pay teenagers at 80% of the minimum adult wage. Employers and Manufacturers Union representative David Lowe thought that was a good idea.
Especially in the current environment, when you have someone who comes to apply for a job and you have a selection, then you know, you've only got 30 minutes to try and suss out who they are and what they're about. And so when you are faced with somebody who is younger, and you know, a lot of people are parents and we know about teenagers and all those sorts of things, you know, that kind of says, well, you know, do I want to take a chance? No, where are they in terms of their own maturity? Or would I rather take a 25-year-old on? And really there's no incentive to pick the younger person.
But another submitter, Samuel Foster Grubb, took issue with the bill.
It is discrimination based on presumption. And that is the presumption that youth do not have as many obligations as older people. And I think we've seen the same presumptions in the past. And that was against women. Women were paid less and the presumption they were not the breadwinners in the family. Basically, that culture is being taken out with the abolition of youth wages and unequal pay.
But David Lowe argued that any idea to cut youth unemployment was better than none.
And there's a whole lot of ideas from a range of political spectrums. And frankly, a lot of them have got a lot of merit. And so this particular bill we do support. We think that it is going to tip the balance. Once in a while, an employer will have a young person will say, look, I'll take a chance. We hope that you choose to support this bill and just about every other idea that comes forward that might do something about youth unemployment.
Employers and Manufacturers Union representative David Lowe making a submission on the minimum wage starting out wage amendment bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by February 28.
That's a report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.